Number 103.5, Your Life, Your Music. Special studio guest now, Jacques Defresse in the house. You might go, hang on a second, who's that? If you've ever listened to Radio Wave, what is it called? The Morning Zoo?
The Breakfast Lab.
The Breakfast Lab. Okay, well, it might as well be a zoo. But yeah, morning show that side. But you are actually getting your stinky claws into Nova as well.
Just digging my nails as deep as I can, wherever I can.
All right, so tell us, what are you going to be doing? I know you're going to be involved with Nova one of these days, but I'm not quite sure exactly what the idea is.
I think for the first time, you know, you try and put yourself in your radio show as much. I think this is going to be me as a radio show.
Okay.
A little thing we're going to call For The Record.
All right.
Where I have realized the other day, I was having a chat with my girlfriend and we discussed this thing of how every life decision I have made has been based around music, to the point now that I want to put the music out there that shaped me into who I am. I studied sound engineering as a result of loving music. I was groomed to study law. It's lots of tears and everything from my parents' side that I didn't go in that direction. But
I could have made so much money, and now it's going to be scrounging of us for the rest of his life.
Exactly. And just to picking up an instrument, to choosing my career paths, everything was so centered around music that I now want to share the music that I love with everyone. So the basis of it is I have a sizable record collection at home.
Okay.
I'm an absolute sucker for physical copies of music, CDs, records. Somewhere is probably a cassette lying around.
All right, and just to interrupt you there, obviously, being a sound engineer, you know the difference between the sound that comes off of CDs, digital sounds of various quality and resolution, but obviously the album, because I grew up with albums as well, and it does give a very different sound.
It feels a lot warmer. I don't want to become a full-on audiophile. Yeah, you know, the guys that spend the $200,000 on half a speaker because, no, but you can hear the difference. No, you can't. I just want to enjoy it. But I will say as much, there is something just, I don't know, like a little hug that embraces you when it's on the record versus on the CD. So over the years, it was about 18 years or so, I got my first record when I moved to Cape Town.
Okay.
And since then, built up a little collection. It got bigger. Financial ruin came into play because I could have been sitting on my yacht instead of having a record collection. But I want to share that now. So the aim of the game is once a week, I'm going to roll the dice. It's going to be random. I'm going to pick a record out of the record collection, have a little chat, play some tunes, tell some stories about the music. Okay. If I have a personal experience with the music, then share my thoughts on that.
Okay, now speaking from a musician's side, do you look at music differently than a person who is not musically qualified? Do you make choices of records that you buy, for example, based on a very good solo of any kind of an instrument or somebody who played particularly well on a certain track, for example?
When I was starting guitar, a lot of the music I was listening to was based on what I could do myself on the instrument. As I got better.
So smoke on the water to start with and basses kind of like those, yeah?
Yeah. And then from there, I suppose got better on the instrument, I would build my music collection and it would become more intense stuff. I'd especially go into classical-based genres, be it even heavy metal. I mean, you know what they say, heavy metal is classical music. It's just faster and louder.
True.
And since then, I have bought a lot of albums on the strength of liking, just say, a guitar solo.
Yeah.
And then it pays off a lot of the time. Sometimes not so much, but sure. Very often it'll pay off. And so absolutely 100%, it is very much so. But when listening to music now, I try and distance myself. Yeah, I want to consume. I don't want to overanalyze.
Okay, but I mean, what I'm trying to say is that your music collection is quite eclectic, and there's a lot of stuff in there that we would regard as mainstream. What many people will think, you know, this audiophile, you have a sound engineering background, you play the guitar very well yourself, so it could be quite obscure in that sense, but it's not though, right?
I wouldn't say. I mean, I think everything that I love about music is in a way guitar based.
Okay.
Be it from sort of the 80s. The hair bands, like the Bon Jovi's and the stuff.
Beautiful.
Django Reinhardt. I don't know if you know Django Reinhardt.
I know of him, yeah. I've heard some of his music, yeah.
He was a two-fingered gypsy jazz guitarist. Like, go Google it. He has two fingers on his one hand that he plays with.
Imagine he had four,
exactly. And so everything I would say is in its own way centered around the guitar. But then there's a lot of stuff. Like, I'll have a couple of Miles Davis who played brass, for example. Sure. I have opera stuff. I'll try and avoid that kind of thing on Nova. We want to keep it, you know, we want to keep the beats upbeat.
We just want to get away from the whole slit wrists thing. You know, there's so much paperwork to do.
Exactly. We don't want to be an accomplice in anything. So that's I'd say it's more instrument based, not necessarily guitar. So don't expect any dance music or anything anytime soon. Yeah. It's more going to be like full on bands or solo artists just having a good time, really.
In case you joined us late, we're talking to Jacques de Vries on Nova 103.5, Your Life, Your Music. It's all about his brand new program coming one of these days. You want to miss it. It's going to be around about half an hour or so. If you miss this interview or you miss the first part of it, don't forget to catch it on Iona. The link to it will be on nova.com.na. All right, so give me some kind of idea. Let's start with your very first show. Do you know who that's going to be yet?
I do know who the first show is going to be, but it's kind of special to me.
Okay.
Not my favorite band, not my favorite songs. It's up there.
Is it a special occasion or a special link, personal meaning to you for this?
100%. It's like, let me just say who it's going to be. We're gonna take a look at Bon Jovi, Slippery When Wet.
Oh, wow. All right. That's a classic. I mean, that is one of those that set them up, I think.
Absolutely.
And after that one album, and that they were made, essentially.
Superstardom. But for me, it was December of 1995. I was a little kid, and my folks took us to Johannesburg Stadium at the time.
All right.
So it was me, about 4 foot tall, with 30-something odd thousand other people watching Bon Jovi live. It was my first concert experience. I'm not talking about like school bazaar.
No, sure. The
like
real
Snow
McCoy,
White.
Yeah. Good and sound, big crowds.
And it was such a special night, even though I was a little kid. I do realize what 90 Rand in 1995 meant.
Wow.
So to buy that, my dad like bought me this 90 Rand cap and this 30 Rand shirt. And it was like, this is retirement money that he's spending now.
Yeah, sell part of the farm to afford this. Yeah?
And it had such an impact. And I think that's really where appreciation for music started in my life. Like this, it's not just a little hi-fi.
Yeah,
this is what music can be.
All right, so you've got a huge eclectic collection and you're going to be playing those. Can people make suggestions? Can they suggest an album to you that might be, you know, one of those mind warp kind of albums that did something for them like that?
100%.
Sure.
I want it to be, I mean, like I said, this is going to be, if I have a personal experience with the story, I'll tell it. If I don't, obviously, I'm not going to try and make one up.
Yeah.
But if someone out there says, listen, the one night I was walking around, I met Stevie Wonder, and then they tell the story and he played the song in this bar for us, let us know. Absolutely. We'd love to put that out there and get people in and have their stories as well.
I mean, actually, I actually know a guy who took up the guitar and now is actually pretty decent based on Be Quick or Be Dead from Iron Maiden. Heard it the first time, was sitting in his car, almost rolled it.
Yeah.
First time I ever heard kind of a really fast paced rockish song.
Yeah,
great vocals, of course. He that was it, man. All other stuff got burnt and he picked up a guitar and I thought after a while he wasn't going to stick with it, and he did. He's actually pretty decent now. Lives in Cape Town, still a huge Iron Maiden fan, and that one song did it for him.
I think we all have that one moment where you suddenly realize I like music too. I love music.
Yeah, well, I can't do without this stuff anymore.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Okay, right, there we go. Jacques de Vries, one of these days, is for the record, off the record, for the record?
For the record.
For the record, right. It's all off about the record, right? Again, these are all going to be, they're all going to be vinyl. We're not going to catch you with a CD.
All vinyl. If anyone wants a
we
special...
We have cameras.
If anyone has a special request and you have the record, I do take donations in the form of vinyl records. And yeah, we can play them.
And of course, other things I would imagine, stuff like, you know, people might feel that they've got a huge record collection they've inherited. That happens very often. So if you want somebody to look after your records, all right, donate it. He's also a DJ, so we don't have much income to spend on records. But if you do have stuff lying around and you're worried that it might get damaged or it's not really your bag, pop it over. Jacques will have a look-see, and maybe we can play some of them.
Please, I'm sure you'd understand this, Dion. In Namibia, just please, no one contact me about any more German Umpa records. I've had a million of them. I've given a million and one away.
Yeah, Heino is okay if you want to go there and have Jägermeister, but it's not exactly what Jacques was going to be playing on. Probably a Saturday night. All right, there we go. Jacques de Vries on the brand new show that's coming up on Nova 103.5. One of these days, if you're a rock fan, because I know he kind of leans toward rock. Although there's kind of a bluesy, well, Miles Davis got a bluesy kind of a thing going as well. But if you like rock, I think that's going to be, you're going to love that, right?
Until then.